They polled a ton of young people between the ages of 19 and 26, and they said, if you use these emojis, you're old. Spoiler alert, I use most of these emojis that they consider old, and I find it offensive because I am young and cool.
Let me hear this list.
Okay, so the fifth one, the poo. Nobody still uses like the poop emoji, right? Like that's over at this point.
I think so. I think if you're using it, you're using it as a joke. Oh my gosh. I just looked at my text messages and literally the text chain that I'm on right now, there's producer Sean and he's using the poop emoji.
Is it? Of course. Do you remember when kids were having like poop emoji birthday parties?
Yes.
I think Hayden, my older daughter, a few years ago had one of those. Like it was rainbow poop though, which I thought was better, which was strange when you had to order that from the cake lady. You know,
it was a big thing, right?
Number four, the tick. What is the tick emoji? Which one is that?
I think it looks like a bug, right? I'll just pull it up right now. Here we go.
Tick. Pull it up.
Tick. Let me see.
Is it a ticket? I don't know.
I think they might be thinking about like time or a clock.
I don't know.
Seems weird.
I mean, we're so old that we don't even know what that is.
Right?
Yeah. Number three, the okay hand. I never use that one. I don't like that one either.
I've used it a few times. I'm not going to lie.
Number two and number one are my go-tos. I will just say that. Number two is the red love heart. So whenever I don't know what to write, like I just send the red heart like, okay, love you. Like, you know, like that's good. This is the end of the conversation.
Right.
I just want you to know that I am respectfully saying we're done here and that I have a lot of respect for you and I love you.
Here's the funny thing is that when you send that, you don't love all those people. I mean, you're sending that to random people. You are sending the love heart to things. It's really it's a situational thing. Mm-hmm. It's not about an emotional thing. It's situational.
Well, I mean, like, if somebody is posting that they lost someone or like, mm-hmm. or if my mom texts me like, okay, I'll pick up the girls after school.
Yeah.
It's worldwide. I thought it was widely accepted.
I mean, you just said that you would use it to get out of a conversation and that would be over.
Well, also to end the conversation, it is universal, which is what I think the young people don't understand.
It still doesn't mean that it's an answer. That's all that I think that's what they say. Okay. What's the worst one? The number one emoji that if we use it, we're old.
Thumbs up.
Oh. Well, this is clearly a fake list. Mm-hmm. And I will not stand for any more of this talk anymore. I'm going to write a letter to the editor.
Gen Z says that thumbs up emoji is considered rude or passive aggressive. And I will be honest with you. There are plenty of times that I use it as passive aggressive. It's just my like, okay, thumbs up. Got it.
I mean, you're doing the same thing with a heart. You're just doing it with a smile.
No, but with the heart, it means I love you. But I still want this conversation to be over. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been doing as a husband.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah. What's up with Raven's missing ring? Well, he broke it, right?
I know. He's just walking around like he's single, huh?
Yes. He doesn't have a wedding band on. I'm not going to lie. I kind of like it, Alicia, because he has a bad habit because it's so big and clunky that he would constantly hit it on the counter and all you would hear on the air was this clanking noise. Hmm. And now it's not, you don't hear it anymore, which is kind of great because, you know, it just sounds bad. But I know that you're probably not happy that he hasn't had a wedding ring for a while.
Yeah. I mean, and he's made no effort to like go get it repaired or get a new one. So the other day I was like, hey, I mean, are you going to go get that? Or are you just, you know, are you trying to be 20 again? I don't know what's going on there.
I mean, walking around like I'm single is I'm sure that there's more to it than just not wearing a wedding ring. Like I'm not peacocking up and down the hallways. You know, there's no shirtless events going on here. It's not like I've been pumping iron or anything like that. I've been busy. And I figure she wants to go. I haven't seen her in like a week.
Yeah.
So,
sure, that's true.
I mean, when are we going to get, if I came home with a new wedding band and she hadn't helped me pick it out, because I mean, I got the other one 10 years ago. I mean, they probably don't have that one anymore. So if I come home with a new one and she didn't pick it out, she's going to be like, what's up with that? I'll be like, oh, it's my other wedding.
No,
my other wedding band.
No, Right. They have the rubber wedding rings that you could buy like in between or you wear to the gym. They're like $15, $20. You could just wear one of those in the meanwhile.
I don't know about those.
He could have got an overnight Amazon Prime just to put something there. You know, they don't think like that. You know, nothing sweet or romantic ever comes out of them, Anna. I don't know.
I mean, Amazon Prime fake wedding band does not sound sweet. But okay.
Why?
I mean, I think we're going to go tomorrow.
Yeah.
Depends on just what happens in the morning. But
we'll
see.
So besides the fact that he's trying to be single again with not wearing a wedding ring, how's he been behaving as a husband?
Oh, my gosh, Anna. I went to get something out of the refrigerator in the garage this morning. All of his man camping stuff is still sitting there. Pillow still out there that smells like bonfire. Cooler still full. I don't even want to know what kind of slime is growing in that cooler.
Oh.
He hasn't unpacked anything. It's really gross. Like, there's a coat out. There's clothes out there, too.
Why?
All in a pile.
I came home with a lot of dirty stuff. She put it right in the laundry, and then I felt like it would be overkill if I gave her the rest of this stuff right then. So then I wanted to space it out a little bit. It's just been a really busy time ever since. And I had to unload the car the next day to go get us takeout. That's what happened. When I actually unloaded the car to do that, I just dragged the stuff to the edge of the garage and just piled it all there and then closed the garage door.
Yeah.
So it's safe.
And walked by it for the past 3 weeks, you know, just left it there.
Has it been three? I thought it was two. Three sounds like a lot.
It's three. It's three. This weekend is three.
Wow.
Pretty sure.
I'll give you a week pass because I have the same issue where, like, I'm a weekend warrior. If it doesn't happen on Saturday or Sunday, most likely it's not going to happen Monday through Friday.
Right. I'll see you Friday afternoon, maybe.
Yeah. Like, that's when I get to, like, the stuff around my house. But it's been weeks. What are you waiting for?
I mean, every one of those weekends has been busy.
Oh, all right. Okay. Got a lot of excuses. A lot of excuses for not having your wedding band. A lot of excuses for not putting away the stuff. I don't know. Alicia, what kind of grade would you like to give him for the week?
He's getting a C, Anna. Getting a C. He's lucky it's not a D.
You know, sometimes a C sounds just fine.
Yep.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Well, sometimes you're not supposed to make judgments on people you don't know, but you do, because you look at them do something or say something, and the first thing you think to yourself is, it's all I need to know about you, right?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, you've seen it before. Human behavior, we tend to follow trends, right?
Yeah.
You know where it's going.
It's okay to get it off your chest. It's a safe space here. 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Allison.
If you wear a band's t-shirt and can't name one single album from the band, that's all I need to know about you.
You know, teenagers, it's so popular right now to wear like all these old school bands, t-shirts and
they're
bands.
They're rocking Def Leppard.
Yeah, and you buy them at Target. Like, I see them like at these stores and I think to myself, what? They don't even know that music. Like, why do they want that?
You know, I could sing some of Def Leppard's biggest favorites right now for you if you'd like.
And then
just kind of educate the children.
No. I could too, which is why I would never want to wear that t-shirt.
Mm.
I mean, we had to live through it once. Trust me, you don't want to live through it again.
Oh, that's just hurtful. Hysteria was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Lori, that's all I need to know about you.
If you scrape my car in a parking lot and don't leave a note, that's all I need to know about you.
Is there anything worse?
No. You want to know what the biggest problem with this is? So, you know, my husband and I share cars. So we have two cars.
Oh, I can guess what the problem is.
Oh, yeah. So now there's no rules in our house. So whoever wakes up first, which is always me, I just choose whatever car I'm going to take for the day and I take it. He takes the other one.
Don't ask a question, ma'am. It's the craziest thing you've ever heard, but we've covered it.
Here's the problem. The minute one of us realizes there's a dent or a scrape on the car, he automatically assumes it was me that it happened. And like the truth of the matter is I know I didn't hit anything. So now did somebody hit me in a parking lot or is he a big fat liar and he's just trying to cover up for the fact that he did it?
Yeah, that's the same with every couple, though, I think, right? We automatically assume it was somebody else's fault. I would never. Inevitably, probably somebody hit one of you.
Louisa, that's all I need to know about you.
If you eavesdrop on others' conversation, that's all I need to know about you.
But what if you, like, you know, you're just walking by and you hear it? What if somebody's really, really, really loud and that conversation is freaky crazy?
No, there's a difference between eavesdropping and overhearing.
Okay.
Overhearing is when something is loud and you just happen to hear it. Eavesdropping is when you are listening to see what happens and you are eavesdropping.
When's the last time you did that?
I don't know.
I don't do that.
But I mean, yeah.
But I'm looking at Anna searching her forehead with her eyes.
I don't think I ever have.
Oh, you've done it. If you had to think about it, you've done it.
Well, I was trying to think. I go, I don't think I've ever eavesdropped on a person's conversation. I mean, maybe to listen to, like, at night if I hear Hayden, my 13-year-old, if I hear her on the phone, I like strain and try to see like who she talking to.
Right. What are they talking about?
What are they talking about? Mm-hmm. But that's like a parent thing. I don't think that's bad. I think that's completely normal.
No, I guess that's fine. What's the craziest conversation you heard, right? Did you ever have to pick up the phone and be like, this is your mother?
No, never. Never once.
Sometimes back in the day, my mom would pick up. But then she'd try and be quiet on the phone. Be like, Mom, I hear you breathing.
I can't believe my husband was right. So listen to this. My husband is obsessed with Peloton, right? And which is ironic because I bought it for myself. He fought me tooth and nail. Mm. Like I almost thought like it was going to be the end of our marriage. It was such a big fight when it showed up. He's the only one that uses it in the house now. So he comes in.
I mean, to be fair. Yeah. He had to make use of it. It's in the middle of your living room.
It's true. There's
nothing else that can fit around in that room. So either he sits on it or he runs on it or he, you know, does something with it.
It's true. I didn't look at the dimensions when I bought the treadmill. And when it showed up, it didn't fit anywhere in my house because I have an old house. And so now it's just in the middle of our living room. But it's fine. Hmm. But he came in the kitchen and he's all sweaty and he's all mad. And he's like, I don't know where McKenna went. And I go, what? And he's like, he's my favorite Peloton guy. He's gone. He's the Irish guy. The Irish guy was my favorite guy. So then I've seen this all over the news over the last 24 hours. He got fired and he's suing Peloton for $2 million. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. This is a thing. So if you aren't familiar with McKenna, like I wasn't, Daniel McKenna is his name. This is what he sounds like.
I do like to bring as much energy into a room as possible. I want you to be buzzing.
He wants you to be buzzing.
You buzzing. Gotta be buzzing.
Yeah.
Buzzing.
Buzzing.
Yeah, and then he goes on and he says this.
I want to represent Ireland. I want to represent the country, the people. The culture will always welcome you with open arms. As the first Irish Peloton instructor, I want to fly that flag as high as possible.
My name's Daniel McKenna, and I'm your new Peloton instructor.
I love it when people speak English with such an accent that you're like, wait a minute, what?
Right. And he's saying that he got fired from Peloton for one of the reasons is that they were discriminatory towards him because they stereotyped him as a drunk Irish guy.
Yeah.
Like in meetings, he would talk and the lady that's in charge would say to him, we don't know what you're saying. Are you drunk?
Yeah.
And he just had his accent.
Yeah.
And he's saying, like, that's the $2 million lawsuit that he got wrongfully fired.
I was about to mock the accent, too, and now you said that. Now I'm not going to
do that. Now you're that person doing
stop doing that.
He, you know, I mean, we all know that he's suing Peloton, and he got fired from Peloton because Peloton's going under. But it's a good move on his part.
You ever get stereotyped for anything?
Well, I mean, my family's Portuguese, so if you talk to somebody who knows Portuguese people, they always assume that I'm a fisherman or a tailor. They always think that I can do one of those two things. Here's the thing. Can't do either.
Oh.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
I can't do a hem, and I don't want to be on a boat that's, I mean, even a river is a little bit questionable for me. I like lakes where it's nice and calm and relaxed.
Producer John, have you ever been stereotyped for something?
Yeah, everybody always thinks I'm a hippie, and it bothers me because I'll like, John, he plays guitar. He's played guitar for a long time. He plays in bands and stuff. I'm not a hippie. Matter of fact, hippie stuff mostly bothers me. I hate nature. I do not eat. I do not
this
eat
explains
organic.
A lot because I call him a hippie.
Yes, you call me a hippie all the time.
Let me ask you a question here, John. Just a general question. Have you ever shown up to a bonfire with your acoustic guitar and left with somebody else's girlfriend?
Okay, hold on, though.
Hippie.
You know what? There
Thank
was a
you.
Time, there was a place in time
Thank
where
you.
We wore puka shell necklaces, and that was cool.
Okay. All right. Sean, have you ever been stereotyped?
Yep, and it's actually kind of close to John's, but because of my mustache, everyone looks at me and assumes I'm a hipster.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I hate that.
They're like, oh, are you going to tell me about beers? I'm like, no.
I don't know beers like that. I just know I drink
Hennessy.
And they make me feel good, and
Bro,
I love Hennessy.
We talk about beer all the time. Shut up.
I mean, you guys are minor. I get stereotyped for being a woman. I go in to like, get my oil changed, and like here comes the guy trying to mansplain to me what I got to buy for my car. And the truth of the matter is he's right. I don't know anything about my car.
He just tells you the oils.
But
that
I don't
they
like
have.
The fact that he assumes that I don't know. That's not cool. Sometimes you're just too late and you have to bail on something. That's what I think anyway. Karen Thomas is the foremost authority when it comes to etiquette. You can find her online at ktetiquette.com. Karen, I was heading into church. I was sitting there and I was waiting. And don't get me wrong. There's plenty of times where I'm 5 minutes late. This family showed up. There was only like 10 minutes left in the mass. And I was like, at that point, don't you just bail?
Absolutely. I mean, that's way too late. And that doesn't even go into the fashionably late category. So, I mean, 5, 10 minutes maybe for church. But anything beyond that, try to get another mass.
If feel like it's rude to the rest of the congregation, but it's polite to Jesus, right? So if you're thinking to yourself, I don't have a lot of time today, but I want to stop by, and God forbid something happens to me later on in the day, I want to make sure my blessings are all in order. To them, it made perfect sense.
I think people do it on purpose because they don't want to sit through the whole Mass, so they figure, you know, they check the heaven box, but they really just did the minimum to show up.
Clearly.
And God's not judging on that, so really, that's not a good thing to do.
So Raven and I thought we would play, if it's too late, you can't go to the event. We'll tell you the event.
Yeah.
And how late is acceptable enough to show up where you're still okay. allowed in and people aren't, like, giving you the evil eye?
Karen,
okay.
What about the movies?
Yes.
How late can you go to the movies?
Right after the previews, that's it. Now you should be in your seat.
Well, I mean, I know that's for everybody else, but, like, just, like, yourself, you know? Like, what, you know, acceptable in yourself.
Why would you want to pay to see a movie and then you miss, like, the first 10 minutes, you don't know what's happening?
The only thing that works for me is, like, if I'm going to see it, you know, for the second time, or if it's something like a Marvel movie or something like that. You already saw the Easter egg thing after the credits or whatever. You know what's going on. They're not revealing it in the first 5 minutes.
But you're not thinking of others. Remember, good etiquette is respectful of self and others.
I mean, they're not going to be bothered. I've got a flashlight on the front of my phone. It's very convenient.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Not bothered at all. How about a wedding reception? You're walking into a wedding reception. There's a lot of hoopla. Everybody's dancing, having a good time, eating. How late can you walk into one of those? I feel like there has to be more leeway there.
No, actually, there's not. You should be there for the entire ceremony. So again, maybe you missed cocktail hour. That's acceptable. But make sure that you are in and seated before they start serving dinner.
Doctor's appointments. Doctors make me wait all the time.
Unfortunately, with the doctors, there's absolutely no leeway. You should be there at least 5 to 10 minutes earlier than your appointment so you could check in, do your copay, and then wait.
How about a job interview?
You definitely have to be there before the time it starts. In the car, check yourself, make sure you're good. Go in at 10 of, get yourself situated in the reception area. Make sure you greet the receptionist or the secretary, but you've got to be at least 10 minutes early so you can prepare.
One last one, funeral. The guy's dead anyway. He's not, like, does it really matter if I just roll in a little bit late? I just sneak right into the pew.
This is the actual service, right? And not the wake, because there's no rules on the wake.
No, the wake, anything goes.
But no, again, you're in a house of God. You're in church. You should be on time for that.
Karen, is it ever better for me if I show up to the funeral service that's underway? Should I just line up my car at that point and wait for the procession, or am I still going in? Or will I be judged for getting to the procession but not going to the service?
Nobody's going to judge you for that. But, I mean, if you really are that late, Raven, then do go out and get in line for the cars, the procession, mm-hmm. because you don't want to disturb the actual Mass that's taking place.
Always good advice. It's Karen Thomas. You can find her online at ktetiquette.com. Did your ex ever take something from you and you hold a grudge for a billion years? Because Raven has.
I mean, I wouldn't call it holding a grudge, but it's a thing that most people have, and it stays either in a drawer. Some people even wear it to this day, and I don't have it. I don't have that option.
It's
I haven't
true.
Had that option for decades at this point.
Yeah, I saw mine in my jewelry box last night after we had talked about this, and I was like, yeah, no, I guess I would be sad if one of my ex-boyfriends took this and I never saw it again.
You know, we know it. Breakups can be messy, right? So, I mean, obviously there's feelings hurt from time to time, and there's an exchange of property. When everything is going great, I mean, you've got all love and trust and faith in that other person. Wear my this. Take my this. This is for you. And then, of course, when it goes sour, you're like, dang it, I need grandma's rosary beads back or whatever it may be. In this case, it was my class ring. And not one class ring. It was two class rings. Two class rings. I got one, and then I got a replacement one. And guess what? I don't have either of those class rings at this point.
I've never heard of anybody buying two class rings.
On top of it, there was this big thing at my school. So I went to a tech school. So we had not only like class rings, but we had like shop jackets and stuff like that. And this same girl got my shop jacket.
What do you think she's doing right now with your two class rings and your shop jacket?
Laughing. I mean, I think the class rings have probably been pawned, but maybe she has one in a box somewhere and kind of laughs or smiles every time she sees it. I mean, the funniest part was we had broken up multiple times before. So this was a situation where, like, this is like the third time back. I mean, I should have known better. Better decision-making process, if you would, really. But you kept my class rings.
you're still mad about it.
That's a lot of gold.
Sometimes when you break up, the ex keeps something and you always want it back and you never get it.
For
what
sure.
was it? 1-800-330-9999. Martha.
My ex took my Xbox and I want it back. He moved out and took it, never returned it, and he thinks it's his.
Well, I mean, once you get out the door with it, it ain't coming back. If X is X, there ain't going to be no nice lines of communication or whatever. See ya.
Did you guys buy it together? Did you give it to him as a gift? Did you both use it?
We use it together, but I'm the one that brought it. I paid my money, and I want it back.
That's ridiculous. That's not cool.
Yeah, it happens a lot of times in the relationship. Oh, honey, schmoopy boopy. Well, I'd really like this toy, babe, but it's a toy. I can't spend that money here in our house. It doesn't make sense. I'll get it for you, sweetheart. That's great. 3 weeks later, he's kissing on somebody else. Stole the Xbox.
Yeah, not cool.
Scumbag.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You feel when the entertainment center of your house leaves immediately, mm-hmm. right? So that person leaves with something like that, and you feel it immediately. You know what you also feel when it disappears immediately?
What?
A car.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Ex-wife. Had to take my convertible, had to take that Mustang, had to do it. That car was set on fire within 2 weeks of her taking it.
Literally, she set it on fire.
Yeah, oh, she says it was a mechanical issue. Yeah. Yeah.
She took your Mustang 2 weeks after the divorce
was
and
nice,
set it on
man.
Fire.
It was blue, it was lowered, white leather interior. It was nice, convertible. I've never owned a car that fun since.
The only thing that my ex ever told, I mean, I started dating my husband, I was 20. There wasn't a lot of exes, but I had the one guy I dated through high school, and he was broke. He was broke.
Yeah.
And I worked at my parents' restaurant, and I had money because I worked. I worked weekends at the restaurant.
So he took something from you.
I mean, he just took my money. Oh. Like, you know, he would always just take cash. He would just be like, you have $20 for gas, you have $20 for this, and I would just give it like an idiot.
Oh, sure, baby, yeah. I love you.
Right? Oh, you want to go have dinner?
Yes.
I'll get pick it up.
Oh, let's go to the movies.
What did your ex take that you always wanted back, but you never got it? 1-800-330-9999.
Kevin. So I had bought in a French bulldog while I was with her. And when we broke up, she ended up keeping the dog. And the dog cost $3,500.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing about a dog, man. If you ain't married, don't do it together. It's got to be one or the other. Even when you move in together, like, it's got to be one or the others because this happens all the time.
Kevin, Raven and I had a conversation about this yesterday because Raven is obsessed, obviously, with his puppies.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, if you and Alicia ever get divorced, she gets the dogs. And he had a nervous breakdown. And I'm not going to say what he said. Because it's but basically, he made it very clear. He walks out with the dogs at the end of the day. Felix, and what does your ex take that you want back?
Oh, my God. My wife, my now ex-wife, wow, I'm not even used to saying that yet. She took all of our credit card reward points, the ones that I have been building up for the last 10 years.
Oh, no. Do you have to talk about that in a divorce? Who gets the points?
I mean, if you get to that point, right? But a lot of times what will happen is as soon as somebody splits, somebody will just go out and spend it. Good luck recovering that, right? When you're already in the court system, they want you to mediate it out. What you do with them, do you know?
I don't know. I'm dreading finding out.
Madison, what did your ex take that you want back?
Probably my favorite sweater and definitely my best couple friends.
Okay, first, let's start with the sweater.
Right.
Why did your ex take your sweater?
Right, that seems strange to me that he all of a sudden decides he wants to rock cashmere. Or was it like a sweatshirt of his you had, you know, taken from him or kind of adopted and then he took back? What was this?
You know, he wasn't very stylish, and we had sort of like a shared closet situation, so it was like we could both wear each other's clothes. So he would wear my sweaters all the time and just be like, oh, you know, they smell like you. And the next thing I know, I'm out half a closet full of sweaters, so I don't know what I'm going to do this winter season.
Everything is wrong about this.
Right. Get out of my closet.
Yeah, don't date a dude the same size as you either.
Right. I feel like it's one thing that I have my teenager constantly like looking for my shirts and stuff. Can you imagine my husband wearing it? Like putting on my Banana Republic sweater? Get out of here. You know?
Please, I want to see that. Please.
And the friends. I could see how that's that stings.
No. How does he get your friends? Like seriously, how did he get your friends?
And did your friend say to him, why are you wearing her sweater?
Did he kidnap your friends? What happened? Were they confused because they saw him in your clothes?
Oh my gosh. You know how it goes, you know, in the breakup arrangement, like everybody pick your sides. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And And unfortunately, he got some of the best folks in the arrangement. So. Oh,
then let's be real. I mean, that probably means you had some responsibility in the breakup, right? It's all right. You can confess to
me. We don't need to talk about that.
All right. Yeah. All right. It's cool. No, it's cool. All right. That's all right. We'll own it together.
Alexis, what did your ex take that you want back?
Well, my ex has a sister, and I let her borrow 6 formal dresses, you know, for options for a wedding. And then I broke up with her brother. I feel weird asking for them back, so I just feel like I'm out 6 formal dresses.
That stinks.
I mean, they planned it. You got to know. They planned it.
She right? broke up with him.
Well, she saw the writing on the wall. She's a woman. She knew that you were too good for him and you were going to be leaving him. But you know what? She also knew that you were both a size 5. And that she was getting those dresses.
I like that you think size 5 is a real size.
Yeah.
That's not a thing?
No.
Well, whatever. Is it in toddlers or something?
I mean, if you're 5'3", I guess.
Somebody wears a 5 somewhere.
Nope.
Small baby?
No, it's 4 or 6.
Anna and Raven's Hell of a Story.
It's time for you to be the storyteller. We want to hear your hell of a story. Melissa Antonucci, it was 1999, and they were facing Hurricane Floyd. Melissa, what happened?
So we were at home. It was raining, you know, it was like one of those. It was really heavy, and they had emptied out the city that day. We had that little brook next to the house, and it was getting a little bigger, and all of a sudden, the water was coming out of the sewers. And my husband and I looked at each other, and we're like, okay, this isn't good. The water starts coming up to the steps, and then it's flowing down the steps. We had a completely finished basement. The two of us were standing there holding the door closed, trying to stop the water from coming in. Broke down the door, swept us up into a swirling mass. We looked at each other and said, okay, I guess we have to get out of here. And my mother, at the time, what was she, 75? And my young son were upstairs and 2 dogs. And we decide we have to evacuate. We have to walk across the yard, water that's well up over my waist. My son and I went first, and my husband and a neighbor were helping my mother with the dogs. And there was a high porch at one of the neighbors. And I knew I couldn't cross the water with my son in my arms. So I put him up there and I took him by the shoulders and I said, don't you move until me or your dad come back for you. There were National Guard at the top of the hill and I wanted to get their help. And when I hit the water, it swept me off my feet. It kept pulling me and I was trying to get up and it was, you know, like I reached out my hands trying to grab into the road and I lost all my fingernails, like they all bent and ripped off, and it was still pulling me, and all I could hear was my kids screaming, Mom, Mom, Mom. And my biggest fear was not that I would die, but that he would have to watch me die. Honestly, that's, I was like, please, God, please don't let him have to watch. And I knew he was watching and I knew he was all alone. And a voice came into me, my head, and said, curl up really tight in a ball and throw yourself to try to get out of the current. And it worked. It was insane. And I got up and I stood up and I'm bleeding from all these wounds and I have no shoes on. And I'm walking up the sidewalk to my kid who's like, he's still screaming, you know. And my husband comes around the corner with my mother and the dogs. And he's like, what are you doing? Get in the car. Go.
And what did your husband do? He stayed behind and saved the VCR? What happened?
Well, right. He was getting his truck and, you know, that whole thing. If you could have seen him trying to hold back the water by standing against the door.
Yeah.
And it literally was like a boom and the door broke off.
It's terrifying stuff. The force of water is absolutely, I mean, we've seen it. It's astounding. You see it over and over
astounding.
And over again. The most dangerous and damaging storms tend to be hurricanes, so.
The most important question is, does your son remember this?
Oh, yes.
You have to think that it was like a divine intervention, because I would never think curl up in a ball.
Right. Something triggered that, and I do believe in divine intervention. Maybe I had heard it somewhere, but something talked to me right then and there. Guardian angel, God, I don't know what, but it did, and I lived.
Well, so that is a hell of a story.
It sure is.
I got to tell you, you bring so much pleasure to my day. You evoke these obscure memories, and you do such a great job of involving the audience. So thank you so much for what you do.
If you have a hell of a story too, let us know at annaandraven.com.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
It's Friday. You did it. You made it to the weekend. But it probably wasn't easy, right? What did you do this week to earn your margarita? 1-800-330-9999. Doesn't matter if you're a mom, you're a dad, if your kids are human, or if they're furry and have four legs. It's never easy being in charge of anything. Natalie, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
Okay, I got roped into being in charge of my children's school's gala.
Oh.
Good luck.
I have to put together a committee and get all the donations together and just organize everything. And no one wants to be on this committee. Mm-hmm. So I got to start figuring things out.
Well, you can enjoy your margarita. You're going to deserve it. You're going to need it over the next year.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Jordan, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
Okay, so I live in an apartment building and my neighbor's going on vacation. And he was like, hey, can you watch my Labrador? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. That thing is so cute. I don't have pets, so I did not know how much work a Labrador is. And I feel like I've earned my margarita 100 times over.
Dogs will keep you busy, man. If you get a tall lab, too, like a strong lab, that tail be wagging. All walking through. I mean, did it knock everything off your coffee table, your nightstand, everywhere else? Did you bring it in your house, or did you just go over to his place and visit?
No, I brought him over to my house because I was like, I didn't want to hear him crying through the wall. Cause, yeah, he's knocked everything over. He's, like, ripped my clothes. He's eaten my clothes. He's peed in the kitchen a few times. Mm-hmm.
You know what they call that? Love.
No,
oh, yeah, that's love. You know, I don't know one person that thinks it's fun to watch somebody else's pets when they're away on vacation. Nobody ever wants to do it. It's always such a thing with my friends. Like, everybody's always trying to guilt each other. It's like, will you take the dogs while I'm away? And I'm like, no. You enjoy that margarita. You deserved it.
Thank you.
Hey, April, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
Well, so my six-year-old daughter thought it would be really sweet to surprise me by doing the laundry. Which is adorable, great. However, she put in two of my cashmere sweaters, and now they're half size.
Oh, no.
Well, they was dirty. Yeah. They was dirty, and now they're clean. All right? They don't fit you anymore, right. But, you know, maybe fit on her.
Her right? American Girl doll can wear them.
You know, my wife does our laundry, and she hates it, despises it, but she's passed my laundry class, right? You know, I've seen the way that she's done it. I've observed it other times.
Wait, what?
You know, when I used to do my own laundry, when somebody else would do my laundry, it was a bit of a terrifying experience until you'd put it back on again the next time.
Wait, hold on. You had to approve the way that your wife does your laundry in order to allow her to do your laundry?
I mean, that's part of when you first start dating, right? And you move in together. You're definitely paying attention to how the other person does laundry.
Definitely not.
Well.
I am thankful if my husband does it, and he does do our laundry a lot. And I have never questioned his ability to do so. Mm. I'm just grateful. And when they show up back upstairs clean, I am happy to fold them and put them away.
No, man. I'm a sorter, all right? I color temperature, all that. I'd be varying up a lot of stuff when I was doing laundry. My wife, I can trust her. She's the only other person on the planet I can.
Well, okay. I'm sorry about your sweaters, and you deserve your margarita, but it was very cute that your daughter took initiative like that.
Thank you.
T-shirts coming out pink.
I mean, I can't believe that Alicia even allowed you to judge her washing skills.
I mean, I did it. I'm not telling you that I told her I was doing it while I was doing it, but I was watching her.
That makes sense.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about. Then you decide who's right. Jeff and Stacy. Stacy, what's going on?
Okay. This might sound weird, but I think the day after Halloween should be an official day off from school for the kids. We have two of our own, and it's a whole build-up. It's a whole thing that starts in August about the holiday, and they're making decorations in school, and there's a whole what to do about the costumes. And then the day itself is pretty extensive. We're trick-or-treating from 2, 3 in the afternoon till 9, 10 at night. Then there's the candy aftermath. These kids are just comatose the next day. It's not worth taking them to school.
I will say I've had a lot of teachers tell me that the day after Halloween is the worst day of the year.
It's awful.
I mean, everybody's got a candy hangover. Nobody's paying attention, right? Some kids have smuggled. I mean, inevitably, many kids have smuggled a lot of chocolate into the building. They're pretty jacked.
Yes.
I understand that. That makes some sense to me.
Jeff, why are you so against this? Like, just let the kids take a day off.
Personally, I just feel like, you know, there's times where there's a holiday like St. Paddy's Day, I drink my head off, and then I still have to go to work the next day. So I think that, you know, there's a lesson to be learned there. You know, you could have your cake, but you can't eat it too. In my experience, I think it's a life lesson. You know, just because a holiday happens, it doesn't mean the next day it's off. I mean, I have to work on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. What's the real problem here? Just because they had too many M&Ms and Kit Kats?
Well, I mean, if we're going to talk about problems about working after holidays, I agree. You shouldn't work after Black Friday. You know, it's hectic. We should rest. I mean, that's how I feel across the board.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but we just can't sit here and just dictate that we all get all these days off, right?
Wish
I mean, that's
could.
That's not real life, right? Yeah. I mean, I think we're all on board with that. If we could have every one of these days off, that'd be fantastic. I mean, I guess it just becomes down to a question of, are we teaching kids life lessons by making them go to school the day after they've had a day like that? Is
Absolutely.
Jeff right?
I don't think so. There's zero productivity the day after. Zero.
Okay, so let's ask. I mean, it's an interesting argument. I mean, do you agree with Stacey that if you keep the kids home the day after Halloween, what's the big deal? The school's never going to give it off, right? Like, it's not going to happen.
Of course.
So, yeah. You know, it's up to you as a parent to make that decision or not. You're in charge of them. So, Stacey, if you feel that they shouldn't go, keep them home. But they may see Jeff's side, too. Well, what message does that send? All the other kids, all their other friends have to go to school, but they get to stay up late, be rowdy, eat all the candy, and then get a day off to sleep late? That's not fair either.
Yeah, what's it mean for their future behavior, too? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Jeff and Stacy have a couple of younger children, and they say the day after Halloween, they're always a mess. They're overtired. They're disruptive in the classroom. They're still on the sugar high. So Stacy says it should be a day off for the kids anyway, the day after Halloween. Teachers hate it. And she says, I'm just going to pull them out.
Yeah, Jeff thinks this is a terrible idea. He says they absolutely have to go to school. What kind of lesson are we teaching our children if they don't have to go the day after? By the way, it's not just their kids that are a mess. It's not like, hey, you know, I mean, plenty of the other kids at school are a mess that day. But again, Jeff says they've got to go. What are we teaching them? They don't get days off every time that there's some activity.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Laura, whose side are you on?
Oh, I'm on my husband's side. At some point, where does it stop? Do the kids get the day off after their birthday? Do they get the day off after, I don't know, a late night sports game? Yeah, that's ridiculous. They've got to learn moderation.
Do you give kids their day off for their birthday? I've always given Hayden the option, and she always wants to go to school.
I mean, having to wake up, you know, early the next day after a big sports event, does Tom Brady get up at 6 a.m. the next day after the game? Well, probably he does. But
he played it. whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Jeff and Stacey have very different opinions about what should happen the day after Halloween. They have two younger children, and they both say they're not great the day after Halloween. They're overtired. They're still on the sugar high. They're disruptive in class. So Stacey says it should be a holiday anyway.
Jeff says, I don't get to take the day after St. Paddy's Day or the day after the Super Bowl off. I got to go to work. That's part of life lessons, right? They need to know that if they want to play, there could be a little bit of suffering on the backside.
Is Stacey wrong to give the day after Halloween off to her kids from going to school? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Courtney, whose side are you on?
I'm siding with the dad. Don't give them the day off the day after. You know, I work in a school. They get stuff done. It's up to the parents to make sure the kids don't overload sleep the day before.
I love how that, once you just get a year or two removed from the situation, right? It doesn't matter if it was 10 minutes ago, 10 years ago, or two decades. Once it's no longer a day off for you, you're like, yep, suck it up and go, kid. You know, it's just human nature.
Hey, Ree, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. I have been a teacher for over 20 years. I think this woman is crazy. This is what's wrong with our country. We have our priorities set in the wrong place. I've never heard of anyone trick-or-treating from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till 10 at night. It is ridiculous. Priorities are school.
I have trick-or-treaters that show up at my house at like 9:30. I'm like, the light is off. Don't you see the light is off? I've already gone to bed.
This is what's wrong with this country. She went 0 to 100 in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
That was a trigger for her.
Hit on Raven. Who's this?
Hi, this is Marlene. I had to chime in because I have never heard anything more ridiculous. That control your kids, they have to go to school the next day. I'm definitely on his side. Halloween is not a holiday that they should be going wild and get off of school the next day.
What is the holiday that they should go wild and not have to go to school besides Christmas?
Labor Day.
Labor Day is the wild holiday? All right.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jeff, our audience agreed with you today. You can't give them a day off just because they're tired. It's most people disagreed with you, Stacey. I'm sorry.
I mean, okay, you know, if they want to put, if they're going to send their kids to school the next day, then so be it. Halloween will just be the one night and you go to school.
I mean, that's what we've been doing all these years. We managed to figure it out.
I tend to be with you on this one, Stacey. I think that kids, they're asked to do too much growing up too quickly on too many things. On the other hand, we got to make up that time or that day somewhere else. And, you know, I guess as an adult, if every day after a holiday I got to stay home when I was a kid, I'd probably call in every day after a holiday as an adult. So I guess maybe I would learn that lesson. I don't know.
Well, Jeff, you have to be happy to hear this, right?
Oh, 100%. Like, knowledge is key. So if they're going to miss out just because they had too many Skittles, then we're losing here. Mm-hmm. This is our future we're talking about.
Jeff, when they get home, I think you should quiz them on what they learned that day anyways.
Oh, yeah. Like good cop, bad cop style. That's for sure.
Perfect.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,300 thanks to Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for any cash amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Janine, you ready to play today?
I am.
Okay, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Janine.
Thank you.
All right, so Raven's walking out of here. That door is going to close, and he's not going to be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I have 5 questions for you, all pop culture. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, come on. Let's win some cash today. Number one, John Stamos said he's against a Full House revival, especially after the passing of Bob Saget, and he says he's not going to be part of it. Full House takes place in what California city?
Los Angeles.
Number two, TJ Miller claimed that Ryan Reynolds was difficult to work with, and Ryan Reynolds has reached out to him trying to clear the air. What is the name of the 2016 Marvel film they both starred in?
Iron Man.
Number three, starting November 3rd, Netflix will charge $6.99 a month for the new ad-supported plan, so you'll get 5 minutes of ads an hour for the discounted rate. The number one watched children's show on Netflix last year starred JJ, Yo-Yo, and Tom Tom. What show is that?
I have no idea.
Number four, the American Music Awards announced their nominees yesterday, and voting is now open. Beyonce, Taylor Swift, and Drake have 6 nominations each, but leading the nominations with 8 is a Puerto Rican artist that was also in the movie Bullet Train this year. Who is that?
Oh, Zendaya.
And number five... Oh, Janine. Number five, BravoCon starts today, the biggest reality TV convention of the year happening in New York City. Hundreds of reality stars from Vanderpump Rules, Summer House, Southern Charm, and the show that stars Captain Lee and a boat. What's the name of that show?
Below Deck.
Okay. All right. Woo! Oh, man, Raven.
How'd you do?
Janine got one.
Oh, $1,300 on a Friday. Good job, Janine. Let's see how I do. Here we go. I'm sure they're really tricky.
Number one, John Stamos says he's against a Full House revival, especially after the passing of Bob Saget. He's not going to be any part of it.
Mm.
Full House takes place in what California city?
San Francisco.
Yes, you guys are tied. Number two, TJ Miller claimed that Ryan Reynolds was difficult to work with, and Reynolds has since reached out to him trying to clear the air. What is the name of the 2016 Marvel film they both starred in?
Deadpool. I think TJ Miller is out of sorts here.
Number three, starting November 3rd, Netflix will charge $6.99 a month for new ad-supported plan. 5 minutes of ads an hour for the discounted rate.
Mm-hmm.
The number one watched children's show on Netflix last year starred JJ, Yo-Yo, and Tom Tom. What show is that?
It sounds like Teletubbies. It's not Teletubbies.
No, it's Cocomelon.
Okay.
Number four, the American Music Awards announced their nominees yesterday, and voting is now open. Beyonce, Taylor Swift, and Drake have 6 nominations each. But leading the nominations with 8 is the Puerto Rican artist that also was in the movie Bullet Train this year.
It's going to be Bad Bunny, right?
Bad Bunny's correct. At number five, BravoCon starts today, the biggest reality TV convention of the year happening in New York City. Hundreds of reality stars from Vanderpump Rules, Summer House, Southern Charm, and the show that stars Captain Lee in a boat. What's that show called?
It's going to be Below Deck, right?
Yes. I'm sorry, Janine. He beat you 4-1 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I'm Janine, and I cannot beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,400 bucks Monday.